It's Monday, and I, Sir Ralph Stanza, am beginning the second phase of my campaign as poet in residence here in Salford. This week, I'm at the West Ortsall District Health Centre, a sublime vista of walking sticks and wheezing asthmatics. Surveying the shrouded scene of decaying, forgotten human flotsam, I realise instantly how much I'm needed here. I feel like Gary Cooper or Jimmy Stewart riding back into town to save the townsfolk from the corrupt local saloon owner. It's funny, but as I walked through the door, I'm almost sure I heard a faint cheer from the whole waiting room.
Excuse me, are you the consultant?
Would that I were. Sir Ralph Stanza, poet in residence. You may have read about me in the local paper.
It's just that he's kept me waiting for over an hour.
I know. Outrageous, isn't it? My old agent was just the same. They do it to get one up on you. Bin him. That's what I did with the agent. They soon come grovelling. Anyway, you've clearly got a lot of anger to channel. Here's a flyer about my residency. I'm going to be running one-to-one poetry workshops in various locations. This week it's here in the clinic room, wherever that is. Do hope the acoustics are okay there. Anyway, you see a list of appointments up on the board. You put your name against the one that fits in with your schedule, and we'll unlock the muse together, okay? Anyway, you'll have to excuse me at any time for my first customer. But lovely to meet you. I was Ralphie, and you were... very ill. I'll let you get back to your asthma. Do come to a workshop, though. I'm now in the clinic room awaiting my first fledgling Salfordian writer. And that must be her. Come in.
Hello,
and you must be Margaret.
Yes, that's right.
OK, Margaret, if you'd like to go behind the curtain and strip off.
I'm sorry.
Only joshing. Come and sit down. Though, in a different sense, I will be asking you to strip bare, because in a very real way, writing poetry is about getting naked. And that, Margaret, is what we're going to be doing in our work together, peeling off layer after layer until you are artistically quite starkers. Just hope you're wearing coordinated underwear.
I beg your pardon?
No, don't worry, Margaret. The colour of your underwear is the last thing on my mind. Anyway, let's make a start. What's your pain, Margaret?
It's a fistula.
And where is your pain?
Well, it's in my bottom.
Only in your bottom? Does it really stop there?
Well, it runs down my leg a bit.
No. Let's try this. If your pain was sitting here now, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him to bugger off.
And do you think he would?
No.
No, I don't think so either. And if you went out for a drink with him, do you think he'd be nice company?
No.
And if he came back for coffee, do you think he'd be an expert seducer?
No.
And if he got you into bed, do you think he'd be a generous lover?
I doubt it.
Or would he just use you for a quickie, then wipe himself off and leave you lying cold and naked in the dimly lit bedroom? That's what I think he'd do too.
But what has this got to do with poetry?
OK, Margaret. For me, the poem is a vehicle for truth and also pain, and for liberating that pain in its fullest sense. Oh, of course, we could write poems about your itchy bottom, but if we leave it at that, we'll just be scratching the surface.
Oof.
And when you just scratch the surface... you've gone purple, Margaret. Are you OK?
I think so.
Good, because by simply scratching the surface, we may, in the end, create even more pain.
Can I just turf you out of there, please? I've a travel clinic in a couple of minutes. Thanks.
And thanks to you, too, for clumping into my writing workshop. Well, Margaret, we have quite literally scratched the surface. But anyway, let's see, a fistula, you say. now, here's an idea for you. My word, this is clever. For next time, write me, Margaret, a poem of defiance entitled My Clenched Fistula Salute. It's Tuesday morning, and I'm in the health centre reception area once more, knocking back this seductive backstreet cocktail of perishing hips, hernias and colostomy bags. I look around me, and on the wall there's information about inoculations for going abroad. Has anyone told them? This is Ortsall, not Islington. Anyway, I'm now being joined by Kim, who is a health visitor. Do sit down, Kim.
Thank you. Like your hat?
Thank you. It's my lucky Panama. So, Kim, as a health visitor, in what ways do you visit health upon the people of Salford?
Well, my role, Sir Ralph...
Ralphie,
is really to give support and empowerment to families so they can look after their own health.
And what are you going to be doing here today?
Baby massage.
Baby massage? How fascinating. So, how many babies will you be massaging then?
Well, no, I show the mothers how to do the massage.
Ah, so if the baby has a bad back, the mum can give it a massage and it won't have to go to the osteopaths. Marvellous. Anyway, Kim, this sounds like a fascinating area, so tell me all about baby massage.
Right, well, baby massage is quite new in the West. It's used for bonding and psychological benefit.
Oh, hang on. It's my agent. Better take it. Ralph Stanza. Daniela, hi, how are you? Good. The South Bank show, they've got back, have they? Good. What? Says who?
I've actually not got that.
Can you just hang on? It's my agent. Daniela, my residency would be perfect for the South Bank show. Oh, did she? Well, I'm sorry that my work obviously doesn't scale the culturally heady heights of Craig David or Sir Cliff. Hello? Daniela? Daniela, you're breaking up. Daniela? Would you believe it? No signal. Is there a phone here?
There is, but it's really...
So annoying. Whew. So, what were we saying?
I was just saying that baby massage is more common in other cultures. In developing countries, for example.
Ah, so it must be very popular with the mums from the estates.
The estates?
Oh, also Langworthy.
Well, the poor mums still tend to be wary of this kind of thing.
Ah, I see. Wary of you mean, Kim?
I'm sorry?
Well, that's not a Salford accent, is it, Kim? And a Salfordian can smell outsiders at 50 paces. Not surprising that ordinary mums perhaps don't feel welcome.
Anyone is welcome here, and the sessions have been going very well.
With the better-off babies. Well, let's be honest, have a more relaxed life and probably need massage least of all. Anyway, Kim... I must call my agent back, so I'll love you and leave you. And Kim, if you hear a Salford accent in one of your sessions, don't be afraid, it won't bite. And anyway, I'm sure you can always call security. Oh, excuse me, is that last month's hello?
No, it's ancient.
Oh, what a pity. Thought it might have been the one with a picture of me and Andrew Motion.
Who's Andrew Motion?
My sentiments entirely. It's the last day of my time here, and I'm sitting once more with my first subject, Margaret, who's been battling with her anal fistula. So, Margaret, did you try the ointment I gave you?
What ointment?
Poetic ointment, Margaret. Rub some of it on me now, see if it stops me scratching.
OK. I've tried the poem you suggested. This is my clenched fistula salute. Each morning I turn over and you're smiling again. Preparing your diet of freshly baked pain. But today I'm reborn, a latter-day canute, showing you this, my clenched fistula salute. You thought that you beat me, turn me into your
Very nice.
I've got another three verses yet.
Yes, I can see that on your piece of paper, Margaret. Now, this is not a bad stab, but I still feel that you're leaving your pain purely at the level of an itchy bottom.
Well, it's very itchy.
Yes, I know it's very itchy, Margaret, and Hitler shouted a lot. But do you think that's all there was to it?
Sorry, are you comparing my fistula to Hitler?
Yes, I suppose I am. You see, Margaret... At first, your bum was carrying on pretty much as normal, but then it got ever so slightly itchy, right?
Yeah.
So, in a sense, your fistula was remilitarizing the Rhineland. Not a great problem, you think. You do nothing. But then it gets a bit more inflamed, marching into Austria and Czechoslovakia. You get tougher this time. Soak it in a few cold baths, perhaps. Problem solved, you think. No, because then it invades Poland and, by your own account, wants Lebensraum down your left leg. So you see, Margaret, if we see something like a fistula as mere...
Sorry
to disturb you, Sir Ralph, but you wanted to have your ear syringed.
Oh, yes, please.
Did you put the olive oil in?
Yes, extra virgin.
Right. Well, I can fit you in, but I will have to do it now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Margaret, I'd better do this because I've got a big recital in Salisbury coming up with a Q&A afterwards, and there's nothing worse than trying to decipher mumbled questions from the back when you've got a dicky ear. So we'll leave it there, but I'm very pleased. Now then, bearing in mind what we've just been talking about, why not try drafting a poem with the opening line, Herr Fistula, come out of your bunker, we have you in our grasp. It's now evening, and after an emotionally and creatively exhausting day, but buoyed by a freshly cleared oral canal, I'm planning an early night. Text message from my wife, Hermione. Can't make it up this weekend, darling. Have managed to wangle invite to Rushdie Afghan gala thing. Roland's taking me. Has threatened to take me dancing after XX. That's odd. My agent's been trying to get me a ticket for that for weeks. Oof. This house Chardonnay was a real mistake. Amazing it hasn't put me off writing my poem. The verse I've penned was generated from observing the myriad of posters on the clinic walls, telling us Salfordians to stop doing this, avoid that, cut down on the other. It is an angry, uncompromising last stand against the do-gooders and nannying health professionals. And it's entitled, Give Me Back My Baccy, because it's the only thing I've got. My baccy pouch is empty. So too the piggy bank. The decanter's just got dregs in. The cupboard's drawer blank. You're so sure of what's best for me, but I don't give a jot. Just give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing I've got. We won't have wine at Christmas, but Auntie might bring sherry. She gets it from a man at work, and it makes us all quite merry. Your chorus of disapproval I conveniently forgot. Now give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing I've got. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing I've got. Oh, your file is full of handy hints, of quit helplines and patches, but your tired training course rhetoric to my lifestyle never matches. And I know so well what you really think, and your mutterings out of earshot. Just give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing that I've got. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing I've got. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy. Give me back my baccy, cos it's the only thing I've got. When I read back a piece like that, I can only marvel at how absorbed I've become within the Salford community. Ah. Where's dinner?
That was Sir Ralph Stanza's letter from Salford.
Yes, hello. I've ordered the slow-cooked belly of pork with the caramelised baby onions and the lime and orange gremolada.
It featured James Quinn.
45 minutes ago.
With Judy Flynn, Alison Darling, Neil Bell, Tony Melody and Gemma Thompson.
My stomach is conversing with me in three different languages, hoping that someone might listen.
It was written by James Quinn.
Yes, of course, I'm fully aware what slow cooked means.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
I just didn't realise that in this case, the chef would be required to hunt the animal down, build a fire, then roast it over a spit.